4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. WHM, KN4, VWA.
Vess 8D. The name here is Mike. Mike India Kilo Echo. And in the marvelous, wonderful big town of Campobello. How are you today?
How are you today? This is Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. The good-looking, bald-headed fellow flying radio control.
Yes, indeed. There you go. I'm terrible with names and calls until I've talked to you about 10 times.
There you go. So how are you doing today, man?
Waiting for a furniture delivery thing. We had purchased an end table, and the one that came here was a piece of crap. They're supposed to replace it today, so that's my my big plan today.
Been waiting for those livery guys. Most of them are, and I tell you what, most of them are lost most of the time.
The it was a furniture store I'll neglect to name, but evidently subcontract out the delivery guys who know nothing.
See, back when I was in college, back in a different millennia, we won't say which one, I delivered delivered furniture for factory furniture. They're great. But I tell you, they put kind of a layer of separation between the store and the customer by using these contract carriers. And half the time, like I said, it puts a layer of separation in there. Well, we don't know why they did that.
Was pretty much my experience with these guys. I mean, they were nice enough guys, but they're the wrong guys to talk to. Hey, were you just chatting here a bit ago with another guy about x-ray technician kind of thing?
And I was talking to Mike, an IT specialist, the guy in charge of IT down at the University of Georgia. And no, I am not an x-ray technologist. But I do medical digital imaging.
Hey, retired recently from 3D Systems. We manufactured and serviced big rapid prototyping systems. And when the COVID-19 thing hit, it got bad enough on the company that they laid off a bunch of folks, and I was one of them. So I just said, screw it, I'll retire. But I'm thinking about trying to do something part-time. Just not sure what.
That's pretty good. Well, you ought to be able to get up with one of the imaging companies or something of that nature. I'm pretty much semi-retired now myself, and I pick and choose who I want to do business with. And, you know, I've got kind of a following of good customers that I took care of over the years, and I maintain their stuff, and, you know, if they need something new, I'll get it for them. And beyond that, you know, I probably work 10 hours a week.
Deal. Now, I was curious about, in the medical community, if you wanted to be, let's say, if you wanted to be repairing x-ray systems, what qualifications do you need? Do you have any idea?
Generally, you need a background in biomedical, with electronics. And x-ray is so specialized, a lot of it has to be OJT. And, you know, it changes so rapidly with computer programming and all that business. You just got to kind of have a background in electronics repair, and you got to have mechanical because it's structural also, and you got to know computers. So half of the control systems on these things these days are built on microprocessor control, and they can involve a lot of technologies all wrapped up into one big conglomerated mess.
Thank you. sounds right up my alley. That's I would love to get involved with another company that does additive manufacturing, but I don't know what's around Spartanburg. Probably not a heck of a lot. Our systems were either PC-based or TLC-based, and then we had our own hardware that we were using. But, man, I played with... I was involved with computers and lasers and mechanical issues. It's kind of... sounds like a good fit. I just don't know if there's special licensing or anything that needed, or could you just go in and apply with the knowledge you have?
Pretty much you have to get registered with South Carolina DHEC to do that work, and there is licensing involved. It's and they can get real sticky down there. Generally, you start off with a company and go from there, and then they'll get you licensed in. Well, listen, I'm destinated, and I've got to run in, and I'm supposed to get hearing aids this morning, so I got to check on out of here, big guy. Listen, let me try to catch you on here again. We'll talk some more about this. I might be able to help you out. So, 73s, Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. I'm clear after your final, guy.
It's time for me to go find some more coffee anyway, so good timing. Enjoy your visit. Sounds like a lot of fun. My girlfriend keeps telling me I need hearing aids too, but I don't believe her. 73 WS8D.